You have your Bibles. Turn to 1 Peter 2, 21. We're going to be talking a little bit about a healing. Well, more so a lot about it. It says, for God called you to do good, even if it means suffering, just as Christ suffered for you. God has called you to do good. There it is again. Called you to do good works. He called you to do good. He didn't call you to do evil. He called you to do good. He is your example, and you must follow whose steps? His. If people aren't following Christ's steps, which is to do good, why are you following theirs? Oh, quiet. If people are leading you to do evil, why are you following their steps? They don't own you. If we're following Christ's steps, if we're following his steps, his ways, the way he did things here on earth, and you have other people who supposedly follow Christ and they're not doing good, but they want you to do evil, you don't follow them. I don't give a rip what their title is. They could be an apostle, they could be a prophet, they could be a teacher, they could be an evangelist, they could be a pastor. Doesn't matter. They're not following Jesus. For God has called you to do good. Now, it doesn't mean that all of our works are 100% good. Some of them might be a little mischievous, a little prankish, so to speak, a little annoying. But God has called you to do good, not evil. All of Jesus' works were good. He suffered dearly for it. Jesus is the original black sheep. And the reason why he's the original black sheep is because he is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way. He is the truth. He spoke the truth. In John 6:63, he says, my words are spirit and they are life. His word is life-giving. It says the thief comes to do what? Jesus came that we may have life and have it how? More abundantly. His words are true. He spoke the truth. That's what got him in trouble. Jesus didn't deviate from the truth. He spoke the truth. If some of y'all would just study out Matthew 23, it is good. Because he turns to his disciples, he turns to the crowd. He ain't saying this under his breath, and he's talking about the teachers of the law right there. As they teach you the law of Moses, but listen and obey to what they're saying, but don't do what they do. Why? Their works weren't good. He says, the works that I do, you shall do, and you will do even greater works. He says, follow my works. Follow my word. Follow my works. They're going to teach you the law of Moses, but guess what? Don't do what they do. Verse 15, he gets them good. He says, you will travel land and sea just to make one convert, and you end up making them twice as much as a child of hell than you yourselves are. Ooh. Jesus didn't play. He did not play. He didn't sugarcoat stuff. And he was doing this by the Holy Spirit. This is where he's calling them fools. He's calling them hypocrites. He's calling them snakes. He's calling them blind guides. Why? Because he's for the people. You got to be for the people. You got to be for the church. We shouldn't be leading the church down the wrong direction. Healing is for you. And when people are saying God don't heal today, that is not scriptural. Because it is. That's like saying forgiveness of sins, it's not for you today. You would never say that. That's like saying salvation, you can't get saved today. People are not being born again today because Jesus doesn't do that anymore. It was all part of the atonement. Verse 22 says, he never sinned nor ever deceived anyone. He was sinless. Not only did he is the way, the truth, and the life, he spoke the truth, he lived the truth. There was no deception in him. He wasn't trying to deceive people. He wasn't trying to pit one person up against another. He wasn't trying to play with people's minds. He was giving them the truth. We are responsible for the souls that he has given us. How are you going to play mind games with people? You realize, I read somewhere, I said that's one of the most dangerous games that you can play. Don't worry about somebody playing a video game or a board game or something. The most dangerous game that you can actually play is to play people. That's a dangerous game. Serial killers do that junk. He never sinned. Jesus never sinned. He lived a sinless life. He was the perfect atonement for our sins. The perfect sacrificial lamb for us. 23. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case in the hands of God, who always judges fairly. God will repay. Don't you dare do it. Don't you dare retaliate. Y'all want to know what one of my biggest sins is? And that's just something I struggle with every day. Knocking somebody out. I'm serious. I said several years ago before I went into the hospital, 2 days, 3 days before I went into the hospital, somebody says, hey, we got a shovel out back where we can bury you. I said, no, I'm good. And drove off. Come to find out he's a respiratory therapist. Comes into my room. I went from the PCU to the ICU in the middle of the night for some reason. Pump me with Remdesivir. He comes into my room and says, you got anything to say to me now? Did that twice. I said, nope. That's my biggest sin, what? Struggling. Because I guarantee you, I don't know if he's on a prayer list or on a hit list yet. You laugh, I'm serious. I deal with that every single day. Well, Lord, if I see him, I hope I pray for him. I hope I love them, but my flesh is saying, reach out. Reach out and touch someone. That's what I deal with. I know I got to do the good works, but Lord, can you just grant me 5 minutes? Just turn your head for 5 minutes. He's not going to do that. So I had to get to the place to where I walk in love. Why? Because people need it. Faith works by whipping somebody up. No, it don't. So that's one of my biggest sins. That's like that's what I struggle with every day. Every day. So I stay in the house and don't do much. I don't want to see them outside and catch a case. He did not retaliate when he was insulted, nor threaten revenge when he suffered. He left his case. I got to follow Jesus. Why? His works were good. He left it to God. God is just. God is righteous. He is loving. He's kind. He will repay. I'm not worried about that. He personally carried our sins in his body. Our sins. In his body, on the cross, so we could be dead to sin and live by what is right. By his wounds, we are what? By his wounds, we are healed. Jesus became sin for us, and you don't have to keep living in sin. That doesn't matter what your family is going through, what the enemy has told you. You have to realize that Jesus did this for us. He did that for you. He personally carried your sins. So why are you carrying them? This is my sin. This is my sickness. This is my arthritis. This is my... What's what's the word I'm looking for? Some people, the sneeze, allergies. A lot of people say my allergies. They're not yours. He carried that too. Even the smallest thing, the allergies. Yes. What gets you sneezing? Some people don't like springtime. How do you not like spring? Allergies. Enjoy it. Lord, you carry these. Why am I carrying it around? Why do I got to put something up my nose every single time just to clear my... I don't have to do that anymore. Now, I've never had allergies. I'm just saying. You don't have to do that. He carried it for you. And there's certain things that we will just literally just accept. You don't have to accept it. You don't have to. It's costing you something. A little bit of here, a little compromise here, a little compromise there. The next thing you know, you got 40 different pills that you're going to have to take every single day. You're going to have to take another pill just to cover up this pill and what this pill does. And then take another pill just to cover this. Next thing you know, you got a third nipple growing out. There's no side effects for what Jesus has done. Healing belongs to you. It is yours every single day, just like the forgiveness of sins. It's for you. He personally carried it. Let me take this off of you. Let me take this off of you. It's mine. It's not yours anymore. Oh, Jesus, I don't know. I'm going to just take this back. You don't have to. His burden is easy and his yoke is light. His yoke is easy and his burden is light. Sorry. Let me take this off of you. All the anxiety that you might be dealing with. Another version talks about griefs. Griefs means malady. He bore your malady. He bore your infirmities. It also means anxiety, calamity, disastrous events that may happen in your life. But well, what about so-and-so? It doesn't matter. This is the report. Believe the report of what God has placed in his word. And don't you dare back off. I can't speak for other people. I don't know what they're going through. I don't know how they've been believing. But I do know what the word says. So whatever you get in agreement with, I can get in agreement with you. I said, but let's just get it from here and be better. It's not to stay in that same condition. It's to get you up out of it. It's to free you from it. Because if you continue in his word, then you are his disciples and you will know the truth and the truth will set you free. It'll make you free. He personally carried your sins. Personally. The Passion Translation says it in 2:24. He says, he himself carried our sins in his body on the cross so that we would be dead to sin and live for righteousness. Our instant healing flowed from his wounding. Notice it doesn't say going to be healed. I know God is going to heal me. I've been believing God for quite some time. God is going to heal me. God, I know God can heal me. I know God can do this. I know God can do that. Your faith is present tense, not what he's already done. I know God will. No. God has. You just have to receive it. He has already done it. It's already a done deal. God will do this. God will do that. God has done it. God has done everything that he is going to do for your life. We just have to receive it by faith. Believe it and receive it and you shall what? But you have to say it. You have to say it. You have to speak it out. And then you have to start acting on it. That's up to you. That's up to every single person that chooses to believe. If you don't want to believe, God bless you, I'm still going to preach it anyway. The word of God is not going to change because you choose to believe something different. because it belongs to you. Char, is diabetes yours? Whose is it? Doesn't belong to you. Kick it out. Get it out of your life. It doesn't belong to you. Healing belongs to you. Jesus has already healed you. In Isaiah 53, this is the Message translation. It says, the servant grew up before God, a scrawny seedling, a scrubby plant in a parched field. There was nothing attractive about him, nothing to cause us to take a second look. He was looked down on and passed over, a man who suffered, who knew pain firsthand. One look at him and people turned away. We looked down on him, thought he was scum. But the fact is, it was our pains he carried, our disfigurements, all the things wrong with us. We thought he brought it on himself, that God was punishing him for his own failures. But it was our sins that did that to him, that ripped and tore and crushed him, our sins. He took the punishment, and that made us whole. Through his bruises, we get healed. We get healed. We're all like sheep who've wandered off and gotten lost. We've all done our own thing, gone our own way, and God has piled all our sins, everything we done wrong, on him, on Jesus. Everything you've done wrong, God's piled it on him. And yet, sometimes, some days, we'll just continually take it back. Why? So we can go around showing everyone else what we have? That's not for you to carry. Why don't you show people that you're saved and delivered and set free? How about that? Go and show yourself into the city. There's times where Jesus healed people. Go show yourself. Don't say anything. Just go show yourself. When he healed Legion, go show yourself. Everybody was afraid of him then. They were afraid of him when he had all those demons. Then they were afraid when he was sitting in his right mind. They didn't want Jesus around. How dare you do something? You know, when you're telling the truth, you're speaking the truth, you're living in the truth, you're standing on truth and righteousness, people don't like you. Why? Because you speak the truth. John the Baptist, he was one of those guys. He spoke the truth. He called out sin with King Herod because he took his brother's wife. Put him in jail. Crazy. And John already had testified about Jesus, but his circumstances caused him to doubt a little bit. Is he the one? He sent his disciples to go ask Jesus if he was the one to come, or shall we wait for another? If he truly is the Messiah, but yet he already had testified that Jesus was the Messiah. People don't allow your circumstances to get you to the place to where you doubt who God truly is. And Jesus says, go and tell John what you see and what you hear. The blind eyes are open, the lame walk, the mute talk, the dead are raised, and the gospel is preached to the poor. Jesus taught and demonstrated. There's people who would teach and illustrate. Don't illustrate miracles. Demonstrate the miracles. Demonstrate what Jesus said. He says, the works that I do shall you do. You do those things in your own home. Start on yourself, but in your own home too. Your kids. Start on that. If you haven't, well, let's pray. Let's ask God. I pray for my grandkids all the time. What? Getting them used to that. Hearing the voice of God, being able to pray. Sometimes Mia will break out in worship and just You got to start them young. I'd rather start them that way than, hey, here's some more medicine. Here's the doctors. Here's the emergency room. Here's this, here's that, and there goes the money. There goes that. There goes this. There goes that. Get them started. Why? Because healing's for you. In the name of Jesus, healing's for you. It's yours. He bore your infirmities, your sicknesses, your diseases. There is not one disease that is not covered by the blood of Jesus. Not one. So who made you unworthy of not receiving what God has healed you from? Who said that you can't be healed? Who said that you can't be delivered? Who said you can't be made free? What voice are you listening to? God is the healer. Salvation belongs to you. Health belongs to you. Stop putting up with stuff that you don't have a right, that doesn't have a right in your life. And there are sometimes things do have a right in our lives because of things that we choose to do. But either way, here's the thing. The scripture says, if you committed any sin, he will forgive you, especially when you call for the elders. They will pray the prayer of faith over you, and if you have committed any sin, you shall be forgiven. God is not withholding healing from you. Sometimes we withhold healing from ourselves because we can't confess it. If you had committed, oh no, I didn't do anything. There's nothing I've done. What? The reason why you're popping pills. I don't take I hate medication. Well, the word of God is medication. I guess it's healing. I don't like taking it. I didn't take much when I was I took some coughing stuff. Because Kristen kept me, if you cough one more time. These little pearls that they give you. Those are pretty good. But you can get addicted to that stuff. I'd rather you get addicted to the word. I'd rather you get addicted to what God has done for you. I'd rather you get addicted to the healing power that flows through you. You have raising the dead power living inside of you. Sometimes we'll act like we just can't do anything today. But listen, every single day, God is not powerless in anything he does. He's not short on that. And neither are you. Confess it, believe it, receive it. And you shall what? Have it. Believe that he's already done it. Will those symptoms try to come back? Yes. Put the word back on it every single time. Just sometimes I get winded coming up the stairs. Like, good gracious. Got to confess that. And believe it. And receive it. I said, but today I felt energized. Like I can walk a mile, not run. And we're not there yet. That's for the birds, man, all that running. Matthew 8:16 says this, that evening there was many demon-possessed people who were brought to Jesus. He cast out evil spirits with a simple command, and he healed some of the sick. Some? A few. All the sick. He healed all the sick. This fulfilled the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah, who said he took our sicknesses and what? Come on, say it like you mean it. Say it with your chest out. Come on. He removed our diseases. What's left after that? Jesus removed all of our diseases, all of our sicknesses. He removed it. He took it. He took it. He took it. It's like giving my iPad back, man. So this is mine now. And you can't get this back. But he took it. And if you take something, it belongs to him, not to you. Don't allow it to hang around you. He took it. Your sins. He took it. Your sicknesses. He took it. Your sicknesses. In the name of Jesus, we speak healing in that chest. To open up. Blood to flow. From the top of your head to the soles of your feet, all your nasal passages cleared in the name of Jesus. He took it so you wouldn't have to. He don't want you suffering like that. He took it. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for healing in his body right now. Breathe it in the name of Jesus. It's no longer yours. It belongs to him. Jesus is the same yesterday, today, forever. The love for you hasn't changed. His healing power has not stopped flowing since the day of Pentecost. It's available. Your sicknesses, your diseases is not yours to bear in your body. Not one bit. Stop calling it yours. Your sciatic is not your sciatic, because our body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, right? It's his body. It's not your sciatic. It's his. That's not your liver that is bad. That's his. You can trade that out. Trade out your lungs. Trade out your kidneys. Lord, give me a new one. Trade out your heart. Lord, give me a new one. Your blood is wrong. Lord, give me some new blood. Pump some new blood in me. Well, that's just crazy. All things are possible for him who believes. You wouldn't think somebody would be able to grow a shriveled up hand, but he did it. Made it new. Why? Because they believed. And because the power. God is not trying to withhold any good thing from you. At all. You just got to believe. He took our sicknesses and removed our diseases. Psalm 107 says this: give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His faithful love endures forever. Has the Lord redeemed you? Then speak it out. Tell others he has redeemed you from your enemies, or let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Sickness is an enemy of yours. Evil is an enemy of yours. Jesus was manifested for that purpose, so he might destroy the works of the devil. Those evil works that could be operating in your life right now, that's an enemy. Because because it breaks you down. Long life will he satisfy you. It all depends on when you want to check out. No sickness has no right to take you out. That's crazy. I said, no, you can be taken out if you want. That's what I'm believing. Because I'm not looking at other people's stories. I'm looking at the one that was written for me. You look at the one that's written for you. That might be crazy, but we have all of these other stories. You don't know where all those people have been. I even have loved ones that happened that was taken out by sickness and disease and tragic accidents and things of that nature and events. I've had that, but that's not for me. And that's not for you. Calamity. He bore that. You know, if you don't know what you truly have in Christ, the enemy will take advantage of it. Well, they don't know that they're free, so I'm going to just continue to make it look like they're free, but they're really not. And as long as he can keep you ignorant from the word and what you truly have, he will do it. And he will even use other people in order to help do that. But that's why you have to read for yourself every day. You got to read the word. You got to read the promises. You got to read his benefits. You got to read what he's done for you. So that you know, wait a minute, this doesn't line up. Something ain't right. Y'all know if you're checking your checkbook and your balance, whoops, I didn't buy that. Somebody charges on my credit card. I didn't buy all that. Some people don't even send it in because they say, well, they're spending less than my wife, so let them spend on. I'm not going to report that. It's saving me money. But it does belong to you. Quit believing a bad report. You will always have a good, you will always have a good report when it comes to the gospel. You will always have a good report. So where do you fall in this category? What have you been believing that ain't true based upon the word of God? Hopefully it's not in here. But what have you been believing? What have you just bit onto? Whatever it is, say, Lord, forgive me for that. I confess this to you. You can just make that little minor adjustment just that quick. As that man said, the father said, whose son was just suffering from seizures, throwing himself into the fire. And Jesus was telling him, because his disciples could not cast him out. And the father says, help my unbelief. Little minor adjustment. That's all it was. And Jesus healed that young boy. We don't have to act like we know it all, because he knows it all. And if you don't know it, he can tell you. But God's good. All the time. He is just. He is righteous. He is loving. He will crown you with tender mercies. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of his benefits, who forgives all our sicknesses or sins and heals all our diseases. So if you think Pastor Tim's going to get mad for you having a sickness coming upon you, I said, no, no, no. Let's get in agreement and pray. Not pray, just command that thing to leave. Jesus didn't pray over sickness. He just commanded to leave. And don't put up with it. Get aggressive with it. It's trying to steal your life if it's doing that. It's trying to take years off of your life. It's trying to cripple you up, paralyze you. It's not yours. It doesn't belong to you. So we speak to the spirit of infirmity that is operating in people's lives right now, and we cast it out in the name of Jesus. And we speak healing over your body. We command it to be healed, delivered, and set free. At the sound of my voice, all you do is say, yes, Lord, I receive right now in the name of Jesus. I receive it, I receive it, I receive it right now in the name of Jesus. And you act on what you believed. You act on what you just heard. It doesn't matter if it's just a finger. That's a start. If you're paralyzed in your body and all you can do is just move a finger, move it. Wiggle it. For those who are in here, if you got any sickness or hurting and you need healing in your body, come on up and we're going to pray with you. Don't be ashamed. Don't be bothered by that or what have you. Come up and receive it. In the name of Jesus. Thank you. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. And don't make me call you out. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, you know, you better come on up too. Yes, you, ma'am. Yes, you. I'm calling you out. Kristen Dawn Nunnery, come on up. Trying to be all cute. Any more? I'll wait for a little bit. I got all day until 12. No, sorry. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, ma'am. Your knees hurt? Is it just growing pains? Okay. What can't you do right now? What is it? Just hurt standing there?
I know it doesn't hurt, but when I run, I'll fall.
Mm-hmm. Well, right now we speak healing and strength into those knees right now. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for full cartilage in your knees. We thank you, Lord, that you're growing them right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for healing, power operating in her knees, Lord. Give her two good knees that won't have to be replaced ever. Lord, and we just thank you. We give you all the glory and honor. Thank you, Jesus. You receive that? You good? Huh? We prayed for it last time, didn't we? Okay. I said, receive it. Because we don't have to do it again. It's a done deal. So when that comes up, you cast it out. Just like you're taking out the trash. Take it out. And then stand on it. And you have to. And it's important to be persistent in it. Okay? And then it's going to go. It's already gone. But you're going to see it go. So every time that tries to jump up on it, and there could be an avenue that's opening up, you come against it. Don't play cute with it because it's destroying your family, ain't it? Yeah. So we cast that thing out in the name of Jesus. And we thank you for the power and authority that operates in this lady's life and in her household. And we bind anything that is causing, close that door up in the name of Jesus. Whatever we bind on earth, Father, shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. You do it with your mouth and with your heart. Amen? Amen. Amen. We speak healing from the top of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord. Head, the neck, the back, her body. Power flowing through her, Lord. We thank you. We command it to be healed right now in the name of Jesus. Receive it, receive it, receive it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. You stay up here. We're good. You just stay up here. Come on, come on. You stay up here. I've been praying for that. She had a hysterectomy. So I've just been believing. That's one of the miracles I've been believing for that God has been giving me. Why? Want more babies? She doesn't want any, so I can't violate that. Roman needs an uncle to play with. No, so. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's stand. How you feeling, sir?
Good.
Take a deep breath.
Yeah.
Amen. Now you can go to the games. Hallelujah. I know there's stuff that you've been believing God for, but it hasn't come to pass. Don't back down from that. All of his promises are yes and amen. And if there are doors that are closed, understand it is for your good. Because Jesus says, I've come to give you life and to give it to you more abundantly. And if it's not a part of that abundant life, he won't give it to you. Father God, we thank you for everyone here, Lord. We thank you for their life, their health, and their strength, Lord. And we thank you for those who are online watching, who are healed by the stripes of Jesus because you bore that 2,000 years ago. They're not going to be healed. They are healed in the name of Jesus. Receive it and act on it. Confess it, believe it, receive it, and act on it. Quit allowing the enemy to tell you something different. We thank you, God, and we give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. God bless you. We will see you Wednesday night. Oh, tonight for some.
Thank you for joining us today. If you want more information about Westview Church or would like to listen to a previous broadcast, we invite you to check out our website at westviewchurch.tv. Or like our Facebook page at Westview Church of Hayes.